where the women wove hangings for the grove. The grove, the worship of the female deity is there. The Sodomites were there as temple prostitutes. Sodomites serviced as temple prostitutes. They were where the men came and joined to the deity by sodomizing the guys, and then the guys drink down their semen. Their semen was actually an offering to the temple goddess. They couldn't have sex with the goddess, the statue, so the sodomite homosexual guys drank the semen down as a way of paying homage to the deity. The women prostitutes drank the semen down. The women prostitutes were sodomized to pay homage to the deity. The perverse spirit was homage to the female deity. Can't you see that's what's happening now? Can't you see the whole nation is being effeminized, emasculated, castrated? The men don't have any guts anymore. These women feel like it's normal to accommodate a homosexual man as their mate.
That's right.
Look at what's dragging behind the girl walking through the mall. A guy with his pants pulled down to his knees, hair draped down his back like a girl, two earrings on, tattooed from head to toe, with now his eyebrows arched like a woman.
Yeah.
With guyliner on, I guess lipstick and rouge is next. And the woman feels all right about it. This is my man. This is your man? This thing is your man? I'd be ashamed to be seen in public with this thing. And this is your man. It's not funny one inch. Because it's funny now, this thing is the thing that will kill you.
That's right.
When this thing is enraged and inflamed, and no holds barred, this thing will kill you. That's why they try to come across as angry thugs. An angry thug is nothing more than a homosexual spirit in manifestation.
That's right.
Pants pulled down. What guy you doing walking around with a bunch of other guys, everybody's pants pulled down to their knees with their behind hanging out the back? Initiation, a lot of these thug life cultures is sodomizing the new initiate. He has to have oral sex with everybody in the group to be part of the new clan.
Huh.
Now you are a dog.
Right.
This is my dog. I know he is your dog. I'm going to tell you how this thing is going to end. I know how it's going to end. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I can tell you just how it's going to culminate. This ain't going to be make-believe. This ain't fantasy. I can tell you just how this thing is going to flare up and it's going to end. And buddy, I like it. Leviticus 18:22. Everybody knows this scripture. Of course, you would know it. God does not play with sodomites all the way through the Bible. Leviticus 18:22. He says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. It confuses the soul. What does it do? It changes your soul into an animal soul. The Bible says you lie down with a harlot, you become a harlot. Lie down with a dog, guess what you become? A dog. You got cults out there in Oregon right now that are training horses to sodomize men. They strap the men up and then lean them over a table, and big stallions come and slam their penises into the guy's anus like a mad dog. The guy yelping like a spanked little puppy, sodomized by a horse. And guess what? You get up in love with a horse. You get up with a horse as your mate. They got porno flicks. Bestiality, women with dogs, women with ponies, the donkey show. The people in the military tell you, especially the Navy, pull into a port down in Mexico. They got the dog and pony shows. You ever heard the saying, a dog and pony show? You know where that come from?
Yeah.
A dog and a pony show. Where the young Mexican girls have sex with dogs and ponies on stage as you see them drinking your tequila and your beer. But if we're dealing with hell on earth, hell that's come to earth, and everybody want to grin down the comedy shop down here on Marietta every Friday and Saturday night to have jokes told to them, laughing themselves right to the grave and crazy. I ain't here to laugh with nobody, and I ain't here to play with nobody. I can't even muster a smile no more around this mess. I'm dead serious about what I'm talking about. I'm going to go out sober and serious. It's time to be exceptionally grave, like the Bible says. Serious. Be sober. Vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks around and creeps around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. It ain't time to laugh and play and joke, smoke and coke, man. This thing is serious. You see, the devil's playing for keeps. He don't care who he victimizes. He don't care who he uses. He'll kill you as soon as look at you. You say you want somebody in soft raiment? King's palaces. You want somebody to play with? Go find yourself a court jester. A joker. Mr. Bojangles. See, this is real. The devil's playing for keeps. All I'm waiting on is the power to come down from heaven, to be endowed with power from on high, to be a final witness to this world. That's going to be the last nail in these people's coffin as God ends this thing, this whole scenario. Leviticus 20:13. If a man lie with a man, with mankind, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, a detestable thing, a filthy thing, a degenerated thing, a dehumanizing thing. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. They want to expunge that from the Bible. That's in your Bible. You can't expunge it. It's there, black and white. Romans chapter 1 is the New Testament version of it. You can't get around it. Old and New Testament. It's an abomination to lie with a man like you lie with a woman. Period. But the inroad into the heterosexual mind is oral sex. And nobody says a word. Strangely quiet in the streets because they're participants. Man, most church folks are sodomites, not saints. You go in church, take it for granted everybody's on the same page. They're going to look at you like you crazy. You bring up homosexuality, they stand with their fists clenched. Yeah, that's wrong. But these homosexuals, man, you tell that same guy, are you performing oral sex on your wife? You know, you're damn too, just like a homosexual. You're a sodomite just like they are. Well, what do you mean? The marriage bed is not defiled. The Lord authorized, see, the marriage bed between husband and wife, that's my sanctuary. Nobody has the right to intrude upon my privacy and my bed. And who are you to judge me? Okay. You filthy sodomite. Somebody has to even bring up the desire to lap on somebody like a Great Dane dog at a stinking, filthy, excrement-secreting orifice. And you got to even bring it up. You got to even be told not to do it. You're insane. You've gone crazy. You're already walking in depravity because you defend the activity. That's what's so disgusting. You even have to try to even tell somebody not to do it. And the Bible says it's against your own nature. Nature. The natural use turned into that which is against your own nature. Good God Almighty. That's crazy. How does the world end up at the end? We'll wrap it up. 2 Timothy chapter 3. How does it look as a result of all this filth spewing forth? At the very end, we'll be looking at this, and we're looking at it now, so you know at the end of the age. You don't have to go and look in the future. This is the here and now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, good buddy. We don't have to look long range and talk about it happening sometime in the future. The time is now. This know also that in the last days, that word there is the last of the last days. The eschatos is the Greek word. It means final days. We get the word eschatology in the seminaries about this time. Eschatology is the study of the last days. In the eschatos, the final days, perilous times shall come. Why? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Homosexuals is what he's describing. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Doesn't that sound like Romans chapter 1? Mm-hmm. Reprobate mind is now transferred over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. The word there, natural affection, astargos, hard-hearted is what it is. You have a hardened heart. Natural affections are gone. You can't love anybody. You can't feel for anybody. You're just a hard-hearted person. You don't care about anybody. You don't say please and thank you. You're breaking the conversations with your take on things, not even caring about somebody else talking. You're a hard-hearted, dysfunctional, dirty, low-down person. Astargos in the Greek. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers tell a black, bold-faced lie, not even flinched. Every liar has their place in the lake of fire. Incontinent. That word there is the Greek word without self-control, incontinent. The word false accusers is the word diabolos, which is the word for who?
The devil.
There'll be little devils. A false accuser is a diabolos. And you remember the Bible called the devil the accuser of the brethren? That's what the word devil means, accuser. Satan means a slanderer. See, this is what we're looking at. Demon-possessed people that are children of the devil. All now look at the inroad now. The appetite of oral sex is the inroad. It begins to homosexualize you and gains ground in your mind until you become what the devil is, a sodomite. The devil thinks in the exact opposite of God. He's anti-Christ and anti-God in his thinking processes. This function right here will turn you into the prototype of the devil, and you'll become the devil's child through participation in sodomite activity. Despisers of those. Look at that now. They're fierce and despisers of those that are good. You won't be neutral. You'll despise. Now, despising is the highest form of hatred you can get to. It's one thing to hate somebody, but to despise somebody, that's fixation on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You walk in the room and they just detest you. I despise them. That entails action taken against you.
Yeah.
Culminating in murder of you. I despise you enough to kill you. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That word high-minded is the word for filling your head with smoke. High-minded until your heads are in the clouds. You're full of smoke inside. You're proud and arrogant and aloof. Nobody can spot you. I'm better than everybody. I'm full of smoke in my head. I'm just high-minded. I'm in the clouds. You're down there and I'm up here. You're a fool. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, dwarfs, spiritual dwarfs, laden down with all kinds of sin, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. You see how it's still ending in reprobation, just like Romans chapter 1? Reprobate concerning the faith. Worthless, that word is. Worthless concerning the faith of God. But they shall proceed no further. Why? For their folly shall be made manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. That theirs refers to Jannes and Jambres. We're dealing with magicians, magic workers, spell casters, homosexual spell casters, who are actually mesmerizing, sodomizing, divining upon people's minds through the sodomy and the witchcraft they participate in, until the mind is driven off and led away into captivity and insanity. This thing is real. It's happened. How's it going to end? I'll give the scenario and you can write this down. Here's what's going to happen. God is about to stop talking. He's going to demonstrate himself. You don't want to talk to nobody. You can't convince this kind of thing to change. You might as well just save your breath trying to convince them that they're doing wrong. You're wasting your time. That's why the apostle didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. I'd be wasting my time trying to talk to y'all. I don't talk about nothing. I demonstrate this thing. He's got to fill somebody with power, resurrection power, to come through here. And it's going to be undeniable, because the sign, gifts, and the power are going to prove who you are. We're not talking to you. I don't give interviews. I don't talk to Wolf Blitzer. I don't talk to Larry King. I don't talk to Bill O'Reilly. I don't go on TV. I don't talk to nobody about nothing. I ain't Joel Osteen. Don't invite me on your program. because I don't explain nothing to nobody. We're coming through here with raw power, signs, wonders, and miracles. It's going to inflame these folk. They're not going to repent. They're reprobates. They stand against the Christ. They don't come to the Christ. We're coming to get the ones who are not sold over to the mess yet. We're harvesting those that will turn back toward God. That's why it talks about persecution. God understands there's a reprobate, demon-possessed entity on earth that will not repent. You got to be persecuted in the midst of that because they hate me. If they hated me, they'll hate you too. The book of John keeps referring to they will, what they will do to you. It's the demon-possessed reprobates that have been homosexualized and sodomized, and they're dysfunctional in that the demons have now inundated their souls and they live through them. We're not dealing with flesh and blood, he says. They're the demons housed in the flesh and blood. You harvest as many as you can that will come to the Christ when he demonstrates himself. Remember, Elijah says, Baal of God. The fire fell on the sacrifice, which is the type of us, the church. The fire didn't kill the false prophets. The people did. The fire falls on the sacrifice. Once he inflames the church and it lights up with Holy Ghost fire, then the people have to make a choice. They come out of the hell holes called churches. They come out of the false religions. They come out of the servitude to the governmental authorities. They come out of the mortgage, the contract made with death. 30 years signing over your life to some mortgage holder. The word mort means death. A mortgage is a contract made with death. You pay it to the day you die, and you never make it to 30 years. They know you're going to move or something and just get it back and give it to somebody else in another 30-day cycle, and they keep the thing rolling. The house goes nowhere. They just keep turning over one to one person after another. And they know if you start paying it now, then they come with what? It's the good time to refinance. You get old, what do they tell you then?
Reverse mortgage.
A reverse mortgage. Hi. It's like that guy on that Stens commercial waving. Hi, this is Bill. He's happy. Man, come on, man. Can't you see they're just inundating the mind with perversion? The blue pill is Viagra for men. Now you know you got a pink pill coming out for women to make women into nymphomaniacs. You got a low libido. You take the pink pill. They call it women's Viagra. You can have people somewhere having sex all day and all night like animals. Then they warn you with the Vitra. If you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, consult your physician. You got an erection lasting 4 hours? You crazy. Look at crazy's weird nut rolled arrested developed Hugh Hefner sitting there as a playboy, not even a real boy, a playboy. Surrounded by whores. Hey, this is in a smoking jacket and a pipe all of his life. Now 83 years old, a toothless wonder sitting there still talking about whores and sex and trunk full of Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. With little 18, 19, 20 year old girls still destroying girls to the end of his life till God drops him off in the hills, a reprobate, a useless burnout reprobate. Having destroyed hundreds of thousands of people, destroyed families through pornography. Don't you know how many families that guy destroyed through Playboy? With a guy swept away in the fantasy looking at naked gals, trying to measure his wife according to his airbrush, make-believe, silicone-filled thing sitting in a centerfold that's not even real. And looking at your wife talking about, you don't look nothing like this Miss March. I want somebody like her. You got to build her back out in your garage. Because ain't none of that real. You swept away in fantasy about this stuff that's not even real. Why this emaciated 10-cent punk sits there in a Playboy mansion having orgies every night, smoking dope and snorting cocaine, living like an animal, making money off of the depleted, arrested, developed people in the streets. And nobody says a word. Man, get me a microphone. Get me a bullhorn. Get me something. I pray to God every night, get me something to work with. Get me something. hit me with something. What's he going to do? The cries of the righteous go forward. God's going to answer the cries of the righteous. He's going to drop that fire down on the church. He's going to inflame. You can't walk in this inferno. He said, who can stand in the midst of a burning inferno? You got to have clean hands and clean lips, man. You got to be righteous. Because when he ignites this thing, it's going to be a church on fire. You're going to be enveloped in flames, walking through the earth, bringing final judgment to the earth, making decrees. You ain't asking nobody nothing. Like they used to leave in your fourth grade class when Miss Johnson went out to class to the principal's office. Oh my, you in charge. And I want you to do what? Take names. Because when I get back, I'm penalizing everybody on the list. Joker said they just don't like you writing your name down. You ain't done nothing. Sit there quietly. He go, Ronnie was talking. You ain't said a word. He just don't like you. And now you got to stay in for recess because he didn't like you. Oh my, that was dirty what you did. But see, that's what I'm saying. You got the devil down here and God is taking names. The Bible says he's writing. He's got a book of remembrance he opens up at judgment day. Nobody can escape because he got times and dates for everything everybody did. God gonna look back on July 3rd, 1983 and pull it up if you ain't repented of it. Hold it. Here's something you did. I don't remember. I remember. It ain't in the sea of forgetfulness because you didn't repent. You didn't get rid of it. I got to bring it up right here, right now, in the court of judgment. We come through here, heavy persecution, buddy. What does that do to the church? It cleans the church. That's why it says many shall depart from the faith in that day. There'll be a fall away, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, because they can't stand under persecution. They'll draw away from it. That's why a lot of y'all listen to me right now on the internet. You halt between two opinions, scared to death, instead of getting on board and flaming this thing up to full intensity. There's a few people right now beginning to contribute. A little bit of money trickles in here or there, $100 here, $50 there, $25 here or there. But for the most part, we need to have a million man army committed to giving $100 a month. You need to jump in sacrificially. You can tell by the message we ain't playing. We're not here to build some mega church or mega ministry for worldwide domination of the masses. We're coming through one time and we're leaving them with it. That's what you don't like about it. If you're still tied to this world through oral sex and perversion, that's why I'm addressing it. The reason why you can't sell the farm and get in is because you're a sodomite still kidding yourself about being a Christian. You loose yourself from the sodomite spirit, you can commit to this. Amen. That's the problem. That's why I bring it up. They're tied. Like the donkey that Jesus can't ride into the city. You got to loose the donkey for Jesus to ride the donkey. He can't ride a tied up colt. As long as you're bound to that sodomite spirit through your sexual practices and your affiliation with the devil's filthy occultic world of sexual perversion, you can't sell the farm and get on board this. You stay halt between two opinions. That's what had the Israelites tied up in the day of Elijah. They were practitioners of Baal worship and Asherah worship in those groves. And Jezebel had divined on them the perverse spirit. She was a whore and a witch. And she had them practicing sodomy. And it made them not unable to decide. They answered Elijah not a word until God slammed into the environment with fire and shook them to their core. Then they said, the Lord is God. It's always, make up your mind, come over here or stay over there. Moses separated them up and said, everybody with me, come over here. They said, everybody with me, kill everybody over there. See, God don't never leave anybody just standing there against him. He deals with you. You're going to hell unless you repent. And if you don't repent of oral sodomy, you're a damn soul. I don't care how much you debate it. I don't care how you see it. You can talk about a marriage bed being not defiled all you want. If you lapping up excrement, semen, and got your mouth down on somebody's growing, you're a sodomite. And you're damned to a sinner's hell. And you take it to the bank. I'm not just righteous, buddy, I'm right. This ain't no debatable thing. I didn't here to talk. I didn't come to talk about God. I come to talk for God. I'm telling you. And I won't repent and I won't take it back. You better repent and you better get out of there, because you're a damn soul right where you sit. If you got an appetite that cannot be gotten rid of like that, a filthy, detestable, dehumanizing, disgusting, degrading appetite like that, and you can't get rid of that, what in the world have you become?
Yes,
what are you? It's not only what you do, what are you?
Right.
You're not even a human being any longer. You've been dehumanized. Hip-hop, rock and roll, rap, all these different avenues invading. Pornography, all this stuff is bathed in the human race in this filth. A sodomite spirit. Remember, the end days are characterized by two different scenarios in the Bible. The days of Noah and the days of Lot. Noah's time, amalgamating of the hybrid fallen angelic children of the devil, who got into the human race by joining angels with women to produce hybrids, Nephilim. They got into the human race and interacted with them, and man's mind was on evil continually. A genetically perverted race of people, like we have right now, is genetically getting into the life of people. It's altering desires genetically, by life type, by what you are. As a result, you get the days of Lot. Look at the days of Lot. The streets full of homosexuals ready to sodomize those angels as they came into the city. Atlanta is the number one homosexual city in the nation. You go downtown, you see five or six homosexuals butt naked holding a globe on top down on Peachtree Street, with their penises hanging out on Peachtree Street, butt naked. You can't walk down the street with your five-year-old child to go to the art center down there without seeing naked sissies holding a globe up as an artistic work on the streets of Atlanta, letting you know we've consecrated this city to our kind. And we pay tribute to the homosexuals as we stand the butt naked statues out here on Peachtree Street, the main street of Atlanta, welcoming in the homosexuals. That's why this is going to be ground zero for this. That's why we're here. We're going to ignite this from right here. We're on the internet worldwide right now. This whole shooting match changes with one click of the mouse once these people commit. All you got to do out there listening is commit. Click the mouse. Send it to Cash and Watch and see what we go about our business on a daily basis. I'm going to focus my mind. I'm going about my business every day. I ain't thinking about no living here, liking this, trying to be a part of nothing. I don't want no religious accommodation. I don't want no friends, buddies, pals, comrades in arms. I don't need none of that. You don't need it either. You got to be your thing. I'm going in the war for me, and I'm going to work and work with the Spirit of God in me to make myself worthy to escape all these things coming on the earth. I'm going to fixate my mind like Jesus did, like a flint, and I won't be moved. When the devil attacks me, my answer is more faster, more prayer. Slam into me, I'm slamming back into you. I'm digging in deeper. I'm going to entrench my mind in this. You're going to endure hardness like a good soldier. And I'm going through here, and I'm cutting the broadest path through here as I'm cutting through to save as many as I can on my way out of here. Oblivious to the devil. The gospel is not about preaching about the devil. The gospel is the proclamation of Christ. That's why when God falls down with fire, it's going to be Jesus on display. The contrast is what saved people. Right now, what's he doing? Calling out you people that mean business. You're in every kind of a church. Episcopalian, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, all these different churches that are housed in the remnants. It's time to come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean thing. Come out of Babylon, my people, and be not a partaker of her plagues. It's time to make up your mind either to march or go to hell. One click of a mouse and you're in. We got guys waiting on us in Uganda. I got a letter from a guy, an email to another guy from a guy in Uganda. I got them ready. I'm ready to roll. All we need is the money. This ain't selfishness. We ain't going to be building nothing for nobody to glory in. If we build something, it's going to be about a place to come and get yourself changed. You metamorphosize and you transform here and get ready for war. This is about the fivefold ministry gift, equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry. That day of personality-driven mess where there's a star to show, that's over. You got to be personally responsible and accountable for yourself in this. And the fivefold ministry gifts are just tools to equip you for warfare. And you might have to die in the trenches by yourself on some lonely road in some Russian hamlet somewhere. But you died under grace and under sanctification and righteousness all by yourself somewhere on a mission for God, on the mission field. You died with your boots on. That's who God's going to recognize. There is no recognition. There is no reward for groups that try to come in looking holy and talking religious talk. This is a combat zone for soldiers who have recognized the fact that I must live my life for Christ. For Christ I live, for Christ I die. That's how Stephen left out of here. He wasn't worried about the folks in the church. I'm down here representing Christ the way he's given me to do it. And I die on the streets like a dog, and that's the way I leave. Beholding the face of Jesus Christ. They said looking in his face like an angel looking up. Dying in the faith. Told Peter, I'm going to show you about what death you'll glorify me. We got to stop drawing back from death, man. We're wading into a massive horde of sodomites that hate Christ. Looking to glean out and save as many of the remnant as we can on our way out of here. At the final departure, the church leaves and lets y'all have it. Whatever I'm driving, you can have it. The shoes I'm walking in, keep them. If I got a rich watch, I hope you enjoy it. Fare thee well. Like one preacher said, fare thee well. We finished the mission. We kept the course. We kept the faith. Wherefore, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me. I see y'all around. I'm taking this earth suit off. Y'all can have it. Stone it. Burn it. Hang it. Whatever you want to do to the thing. Fare thee well. You have completed your mission. But you got to fixate your mind. You got to be fanatical about this. You got to understand what you're fighting in the inner course of your own soul. You're fighting out of it to enter into a life with Christ to fight against it. Remember, Egypt is fighting out of the sodomite spirit. The wilderness is killing the sodomite spirit. And the promised land is fighting against the sodomite spirit. I fight out, I kill, and I fight against. When you've come to place, you fight against the sodomite spirit, and you stand against them as a weapon of warfare in Jesus' hands, man, you've arrived at a state of glorification. I'm used as a weapon against your enemies. I don't have nothing in me like your enemies. I don't amalgamate. I don't communicate. I don't interact with your enemies. I stand against your enemies. And it's time to practice that right now. When that enemy stands in front of you, you tell them, this ain't the way. That ain't right. This is wrong. That's wrong. What you said ain't right. There is no Roman Catholic Church. There is no Pope. There is no Mary, Queen of Heaven. There is none of that junk. It's all garbage. None of it has anything to do with Jesus Christ. And we're accepting it. And we're not associating with that, making it part of Christianity, because it's not. We ain't allowing it. There ain't no such thing as a lesbian Episcopalian bishop. That don't exist. That's a fantasy created in your own mind. Remember, it's a multi-dimensional oral sex demon. And it's moving. A perverse spirit moving through the earth. Taking over folks' minds. Turn them into animals. And they're sitting in front of you on the news. They're sitting in front of you in the movies. Sitting in front of you on TV shows. They're in the pulpit. They're in the choir stand, leading the choir. Homer says he's jumping around like he owns the church. They're in the pews in drag. You got drag queens sitting in the churches, popping and jumping and shouting more than anybody. Nobody saying a word. What they tell you? Baptists tell you, once saved, always saved. Yeah, they're a drag queen, but they got saved when they were 12. So they once got saved, so even as a drag queen, they can't lose their salvation. You're a fool. You're a fool. And the idiot is telling you that is a fool. Because he likes the drag queens. He's probably sodomizing the drag queens. If nothing else, the homosexual are buying them suits and shoes and giving them money and clothes and cars. And he can't afford to infringe upon that filth because he's benefiting from it. We are spoken everything. There are no golden calves here. I'm against everything that ain't God. Got no golden calves. God tells me to come against it, I'm coming against it. I don't care what it is. He tells me to come against me, I come against me. It don't make no difference, man. Everything that ain't God, destroy it. And don't think nothing about it. A multidimensional oral sex demon, the perverse spirit, the devil's whipping boy. Mixing the world together, knitted together like a quilt. And the devil's going to raise up that flag of perversion. A rainbow flag. That's why they use the rainbow. A mixture of people groups, ethnic groups, nations. A rainbow of people. Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition. The symbol of the homosexual is what? A rainbow. A upside down triangle on the guest jean pocket. The upside down triangle that's over the city of Atlanta on one of the buildings. You'll see an upside down triangle. That's the symbol for homosexuality. Buddy, it's on. You got an army now, a navy, an air force, and the Marines that they're lowering the standard to accommodate homosexuals. How you going to go out into the streets and be a person that's fighting homosexuality and sodomites in the very armed forces of the nation is full of them? They loose them on the streets to control the nation through some kind of a military intervention or martial law. You can be looking to the face of a homosexual with an M16, a MAC-10, a 45. And you the one that's caught, you the one that's been saying this stuff about homosexuals, ain't you? I'm General Thompson of the Marines, and I happen to be here with my homosexual lover. Colonel Smith, my assistant, is also my homosexual lover. And you would come against us and our rights as Americans? Come here, boy. Come here. And like one preacher said, there's no telling what they'll do to you. A cop pulls you over and recognizes you as the one that's been saying this stuff about us. They're going to the judges' benches. Look at these Supreme Court nominations. These women more man than I am. Voice deeper than me. Sitting on the Supreme Court. Aren't you the one that's been preaching against homosexuals? We're going to turn you over to psychological analysis as a homophobe. And we're going to introduce shock treatments and drugs to get your mind to understand that homophobia is a disease that must be cured. And you'll be down there on the 8th floor grade in the psycho ward for treatment. Man, it's time to come through here and get out of here. This is an uninhabitable planet. The Gulf is full of oil. I think about 4 or 5 hurricanes swept through Illinois last night. Hurricanes on the way, on schedule. Everything's right on schedule. Everything's right on schedule. When a hurricane slam into here, stir up that oil in the Gulf and you'll have black rain falling over the farmland. See if we can get the oil over the farmland now and pollute the crops and bring the famine to bear. The economic systems have already collapsed. You know, hunger is on the radar screen now. They don't know what to do about hunger's economy. Greece, they just tried to pump money in there. After a while, they're going to tell you, you know that money you think that money you think you got in the bank? You can't access that because the money is useless. What? I got $10 million in the bank. No, it ain't in the bank, no. It never has been in the bank anyway. That's all electronic. You know, you don't have any money in the bank. You go to your bank and say, that $10 million I have deposited, I want it. They're going to laugh in your face.
They just cut my retirement check again.
We don't have that. They don't have money in the bank, man. That's all electronic. So you know what they're gonna tell you? You got the $10 million, but the mark of the beast is necessary to access. You can't get your money unless you got the mark. We're losing electronic medium whereby we read your iris and your fingerprints to identify you. They done started with the thumbprints when you catch a check right now to get you used to it. Using your body parts, biometrics they call it, to identify you. And the folks out of need and greed will do whatever they say because they got your money. They got your money. Go to some banks and try to get out $5,000 or $6,000 at a time. You got to wait 3 days. Wait 3 days for my own money? Yes, that's our policy. You can't give me my own money? Hey man, it's a joke. It's a clown show. It's all a charade. It's a Ponzi scheme. You listening by the internet? Listen, and I'll wrap it up. Wake up. Sell out to something. Either stand against God or for God. We need 1 million people. Tell your friends, your family members, other church folk. Get them over here. We're going one time around this globe. 7 billion people, we're going to reach them. The internet gives us the power to reach 7 billion people in one day. Don't you know you can reach the whole planet in no time flat with the internet? You can set up churches around the world in a year with another kind of a gospel. The guy in Uganda got the Jesus cult book. He says, I gave it to pastors. I gave it to one bishop over 23 churches. He got it. And the guys are seeing it. That prosperity mess from America, that false doctrine I was taught is wrong. They're repenting of what they've been taught. And they're turning. Man, a wave can, he said, we can get the whole eastern seaboard of Africa we can cover. We got it. All we need is the money. We know people in South Africa to take that part of Africa and combine the two together and move toward the center of Africa. We take the whole continent over in no time. All you got to do is inject truth into, put light into darkness. Don't you know darkness has no power? Light expels darkness by its presence. Just tell the truth and put the light on display. It's going to dispel the darkness. These people already know sitting over in Africa in poverty, that prosperity filth they get from America won't work. They're trying to imagine that it will because they believed it to be true. But when you come and tell them this is all a lie, it's a damnable filthy lie birthed in hell, they're immediately understanding, no, we've been deceived. Half the world is poverty stricken and broke. Tell them the truth. Be a source of supply for them. Tell them prayer and fasting and seeking God is your answer. God can answer with manna from heaven. You don't need folks. Get them away from the world and into God's kingdom. That's all we got to do. It's time for God to make a move. Man, I pound heaven. I listed the guy in Uganda, man, begin to have your people praying, man. A guy in prison wrote me the other day. Say he got the Jesus cult book laying on a bench in a locker room in prison. Put it in his locker, forgot about it. Gave it away to another guy, and somehow it came back to him again. He finally read it out loud to his prison, to his cellmate. They sitting in prison reading the book out loud. Writes me, got a sister living in Fabian, Georgia, wanting to get to her to come here to fellowship with us. One book, one guy. Can you send me some more books? I believe what you're saying. This is right. Man, I'm asking for 1 million people. 1 million people with $100 a month. A $1.2 billion war chest. I make no apologies. We're not here to hang around here and try to build some conclave for religious folk and play. The message itself identifies us. That's why I don't have to argue and debate about it. You listen to the rest of the message and listen to this. We're nobody special. We're not trying to be high-minded and proud. It's just the gospel. Yes. This is just the normal, everyday, average, real gospel. It ain't nothing to be proud about. It's just the way it is. It's just such a rare thing because of the delusions that exist. We're just normal people. We're not religious. I'm not saying a lot of praise, Jesus, thank you, Lord, amen, between every sentence. We're just plain, ordinary people. I don't own a top hat, a cape, or a magic wand. We're hitting the ground running with the real thing, cutting through here rapidly. We got to do a quick work, too. This can't take a lot of time, y'all. That's why we can't afford to go through the, well, we'll plant and water and God. We done paid the price for 20-some years in this already. We got to explode on the scene, do a quick work through here, leave scorched earth behind us, and get out of here. And let the chips fall where they may. Multifaceted, multidimensional. heterosex dog spirit is caving in the skull of the human race. It's time for somebody to make up their mind to stand against it. Stand for God against that thing and bring out the masses. God, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God that's able to save our souls. Right now we commit this time to you. God, I ask you to raise up an army of believers worldwide to take on this filthy spirit that's trying to captivate these young people, tattooing their bodies. That's nothing but the oral sex spirit doing that. Piercing their tongues, the oral sex spirit. Piercing their lips, their eyebrows. Actually mutilating their bodies just like those false prophets did in Elijah's day. They begin to cut themselves and bleed out to solicit the devil to come forward to participate in their ritual to try to fight Elijah. That's why they mutilate the flesh. Piercing their tongues. Piercing their scrotums. The women piercing their labials and putting rings in their labials on their vaginas. Toe rings and all these different weird, freaked out manifestations. Covered in tattoos on their necks, their names and all this stuff written on their necks. Lil Wayne covered head to toe in tattoos like an animal. And the people emulate him. Four babies out of wedlock. What woman would even let Lil Wayne touch them? What's wrong down here? Is something wrong with this picture? It's something wrong with the schematic on earth. Madness has come to earth as the demons build houses to live in. Encampments in the human soul. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we beseech you in the name of Jesus to move right now to settle this thing once and for all. As we volunteer with physical bodies to house the Holy Ghost of God. Come forth to destroy the works of the devil and set the captive free. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested in the flesh, to destroy the works of the devil. We use plainness of speech. We don't hiccup, burp, or hesitate. We don't stutter, we don't stammer, we don't procrastinate. We're moving through here, heavy and hard with the truth. This is the way. You walk in it. You better walk in it. This is the word of God in confidence and boldness, not stopping to hesitate and wonder what people think about it. It's time to bring this thing to finality. We've accommodated the devil now for the last 20 years, and look what he's done. He's left the earth a wasteland. The school systems a wasteland. Educational systems, wasteland. Government, wasteland. Institutions, wastelands. Look at Enron. Look at the different schemes and Ponzi schemes that Wall Street did to people. Wasteland, greed, avarice. Don't care about nobody but me, mine, I. The church, a hellhole. The devil, camped out in church. God, come on. Pastor Abraham in Uganda waiting on us. We got Peter, Pastor Peter down in South Africa. I'll find him. We'll move. It's time to pick up guys that mean business around this world. You listen to my internet. You can start a ministry right where you are. Stop looking for a ministry and be one. Start one in your house. Invite people over to your house in the evening at 6 o'clock every Sunday. This message is on the internet. Sit around and listen to it. Man, build up an army right where you are. I'll be a ministry gift. I'm doing my job. Come on, step into the inferno. Be one of the three Hebrew boys and get in the fire. He'll get in the fire with you. The devil going to fight you, going to kick and scream. He'll use every avenue he can to stop you. It's time to fast. It's time to pray even more. You come at me, devil, I'm coming back at you in the spirit world. You fight me in the natural, I'm coming at you in the spirit world. There'll be no letting down. Let me turn it back, man. If any man draw back, your soul has no pleasure in them. God, give people the mind to learn.
Yes.
Drop the spirit of the Lord on them.
Yes.
Out of the spirit of the Lord comes the spirit of understanding, yes, wisdom, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, might, and counsel.
Yes.
The seven spirits of God found in Revelation. A candlestick is what he's talking about. He walks in the midst of a candlestick.
Yes.
The spirit of the Lord. Spirit of might,
yes,
spirit of counsel,
yes,
spirit of wisdom,
yes,
spirit of understanding, spirit of knowledge,
yes,
and the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
And we're coming at the devil with that.
Yes.
Christ in manifestation, lit up like a Christmas tree. The candlestick lights the showbread, illuminates Christ to the people.
Yes.
Incense is billowing. Right before the Holy of Holies, praise goes up and worship and glorification of God. And we go into the deeper sanctuaries of the Holy of Holies. Manna. Aaron's rod that budded. The table of the law. So all this there on display, man. A prophet, a priest, and a king is on display. Jesus the Christ is all this there. In a dark world represented by that dark sanctuary, only Christ can be seen. Christ is the answer.
Yes.
A billion problems, one answer. Christ.
Yes.
God. Come on. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I'm right. You confirm the word with signs following. All this delay stuff and waiting and putting it off and one day God is going to, that's water under the bridge now.
Yes.
We got to have a move of God right now.
Yes.
We got to move out on a mission to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Every person here along with me on the internet, pray this prayer right now. Put your hand up right where you are listening on the internet and pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I volunteer for duty. I hear the message. I see the message. I can hear and see because I've been born again. When I'm born again, I can enter in and I can see the kingdom of God. Hey, look, I'm volunteering for the kingdom. I'm volunteering to be the kingdom. Rest in my soul. And move through me like a wind. Move through me like a fire. Let my words be like the pen of a ready writer. I'm an epistle read of all men. I decree, and it shall come to pass. God, rise up. Inflame me again. Ignite the spirit of man. And move through me like a river. I'm not just praying. And I ain't playing. This filthy spirit, this perverse spirit, is reaching out for our children. It's reaching out for families, husbands and wives, even the wives in homes, running around committing adultery while their husbands at work. Perversion everywhere. On the job. Little sex buddies. Married sex buddies. Getting together. Hold it, God. Somebody got to be light in the midst of darkness. Feel me right now? Out of that seven-pronged candlestick, grow the nine fruit of the Spirit. And on the branches of that tree, hang the gifts of the Spirit.
Christ in me.
The hope of glory. Supercharge me.
Let fire be the answer.
I'm on an altar.
I'm expecting ignition.
I'm ready to go.
Curse the devil.
Bind the devil.
Shut the devil's mouth.
Let the praise of the righteous
shut the mouth of the wicked.
Muzzle that dog.
And let me go.
To proclaim the truth of the gospel.
God,
this is no time to wait.
We got to go.
I am invoking you.
I'm challenging.
I'm demanding the works of your hands.
The Bible says, hey, the works of your hand.
To ask you to manifest.
A glorified church.
Without spot or blemish.
A latter house.
That's more glorious than the former house.
The latter rain.
Is heavy rain.
God.
We beseech you.
We are asking you.
We're begging at the gates of heaven.
Pour out a blessing.
Pour out a blessing. that eye have not seen, and ear have not heard, and it has not entered into the hearts of man, what you're able to do. Look at the dying people. Look at our own sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, friends and family members, mothers and fathers, grandfathers, and all these folks adrift in a sea of degeneration. If there be any mercy and grace in heaven, surely the God of heaven will do what is right. Set the captive free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, I release the power of God to flow through here and through this internet to everybody that heard this message. Release these people right now in Jesus' name. Give them an anointing and give them a commission to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Saints doing the work of the ministry for your glory and for your honor. Loose the people and let them go free. In Jesus' name. Loose the finances we need to do the work. Loose the power of the Holy Ghost to cut through the darkness and bring forth light. Loose the mind and the mouths of the people. Loose the nine gifts of the Spirit. Loose the fruit of the Spirit. Loose every iota and every vestige of the kingdom of God to flow down here on earth like it's promised in the Bible. Let the word of God become life. And let life produce liberty. In Jesus' name. I decree a thing. And it has come to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen.